Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April the 10th. Joining us this morning from the Humble Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you this fine, damp morning?
Well, splendid. Just yesterday was so gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. It kind of reminds us of what summer is in spring and fall.
I had the top down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't see a sunburn, though.
Well, I wear a hat.
Oh, see, now if I did it, there'd be a hat flying down the road the other way, and it would be a very inefficient way for me to drive around. I'd always be out of the rig trying to chase down the wardrobe. Hey, and I've seen Winnebagos out there on the roads. Is it an early tourist season this year?
I don't know about Winnebagos. I think they wait for good weather. But every indication is that it's going to be an early and strong tourism season. Why? You know, those same old three things we've been pounding on.
No rain?
No.
Oh.
Lonely Planet, Redwood National Park anniversary, Save the Redwoods anniversary. We're on top of mind for the traveling public.
So it's that significant a bump up?
It is. We had hoteliers the day after that article came out, for instance, saying, what did you guys do? The phone's been ringing off the hook.
For that time of the year, not pre-booking summer.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Compounding sold out. I mean, it makes you sleep a little bit nicer a little bit earlier in the year. But yeah, well, that's good that there's some traction on that, because I know you guys had hopes for that, and you know, until you're there, you don't really know that you're there.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever you meant, I agree.
Good. With the rains, it was interesting for me late last week and over the weekend, the fact that Sonoma County was scheduled to get rain, that the national news media were treating that as the second and third stories in the first segment of the newscast, concerns about slide. Raw dirt, and that kind of slipping and sliding. Have you had any kind of inquiries about that? Can we get there from wherever here is?
Not that I'm aware of. I could check with our front office, and certainly, you know, those images from Santa Barbara were burned into the public consciousness around the world, I'm sure.
Well, but Santa Rosa now, it's all kind of green. I mean, you can see where it was, but it's all green. So I thought it was curious that they were focusing on that.
Though, from my understanding, the fires happen mostly on the flatlands.
Yeah. Oh, you can tell.
Yeah.
I think as everybody's well aware on that one. So everything's kind of teed up for a positive summer?
Very much so.
Spring and fall.
Okay, I'll go that far. Say sure.
Okay.
Push it to the shoulders.
I would think so. Now, have you reset the website or your contact points with whatever formula that you're using to reflect the fact that now might be a better time than waiting till July in the middle of August to come and visit these places that you've been reminded of?
No, we haven't. You know, we've always been based upon the demand strategy, which is the hotel booking process automatically sorts people and pushes them out to the shoulders where rooms are available. People, I mean, the search process is so automated these days that when, you know, if people are planning a trip, they don't find a room, then they can find, you know, it leads them where there is availability.
So, okay. It's interesting because I would have, if I was had a vote, would have been arguing that it, you know, let's push it to the sides, the shoulder seasons, because if summer's already historically impacted, there's no growth potential.
Well, no, well, we're going to market the shoulders. We're just going to not going to negative market the summer either.
So no.
So right now we're pushing. You know, this last week it was music festival, Rebecca's music, and then
rather than see us now before the crowds hit,
come for the music festival, come for spring flowers, come for. It's going to be the Kinetic Sculpture Race, and come for Oyster Festival. All those things that lead up through to the summer season, and then the same after the summer season.
How was the Jazz Festival?
I'm hearing very good reports from it. Very strong hotel bookings.
So out of the area,
exactly,
visitors,
exactly,
or and, attendees. I guess.
And again, the event was supported again by the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. Thank you very much. who do that because they know it brings people in from out of town.
Sure. Yeah, they were one of what, 7 or 8 prime sponsors.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's always interesting to see the ebbs and flows. You know, and some will say it's based on the acts. Some will say it's based on the event and the size of the event and how many acts there are. And I mean, you know, everybody's got their own little measuring sticks, I guess.
Well, whatever it is, they seem to have regained their secret sauce because it's been growing and getting bigger and bigger.
Better posters.
Yeah, must be.
Are the state parks and the national parks staffed up for this increased activity? If there's a, and I know it's going to sound like a big number, but I'm going to suggest it's really not in the overall. If there's a bump of 20% visitations to the state parks and to the national park, okay, you got to have a lot to start with, but so that's that wiggle room. Are they ready for it? Can they handle, with the staffing that they have, you know, cleaning the trash cans, making, you know, raking the trails and all those small little maintenance things? Are they prepared for that?
I'm going to ask that question to the new superintendent of Redwood National Park when we meet him at our marketing committee tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
So it's in May. He's going to come. So,
you haven't met him yet?
No, but he's going to come to our marketing committee next month. So we'll put that to him.
Yeah, because I would think nothing would be more frustrating than here they come and you're not ready.
Right. Though I have noticed that they are advertising for their seasonal employees already. So.
Well, tis the season,
baby.
Tis
the season.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. So what's on the table right now, bud?
Funny you should say, call me that. There's a lot of focus and interest right now in cannabis tourism. As you all know, cannabis was legalized for recreational use on January 1st of this year. And there's a lot of interest in the Humboldt County community and economic development circles and local government as to what is going to be done regarding making a tourism attraction out of it.
I guess my initial question would be, with Oregon next door to us and Nevada also, Colorado with a little bit of lead time, is there tourism for this, or is it purchasing the product because it's not legal in my home state? I see a distinction between the two. One is market acquisition, and the other is tourism, which is a whole different ballgame.
Sure. Well, not being part of that industry, I can't answer that question.
Well, when they're asking you, when...
It's very much based upon people, or the assumption that people want to come to Humboldt County to experience the magical, historic even, you know, scene that was, you know, Humboldt County, part of the Emerald Triangle.
Not selling product, it's wandering through the pot fields, so to speak.
I think that's
is a normal definition of tourist.
I think that's part. Well, I think they're likening it to wine tourism, where people go for an experience but then buy the product too.
Right. Well, they have, in that scenario, the vineyard is the converter to the purchase, right?
Right. Well, and so there's some question about whether it's going to be the pot farm. It's more based on the dispensary, though. There are, you know, the local governments are starting to even issue permits for public access to those facilities for a tourism experience. I haven't seen how it looks or what it's going to be.
Well, it's like the coffee fields in Hawaii, then. You know, you go and you wander through the fields and you see the coffee plants and go ooh and ah, and then if you're so inclined, you purchase.
Sure, and meet the fine old, you know, yeoman-like
right.
grower with
yeah
American agrarian principles and virtues and
yeah right. yeah like the Midwest farmer in the 1880s. That's what. So when I think of Hawaii, I don't think of buying coffee there. I think of Hawaii. When people think of Humboldt County, the message has been redwood trees.
Well, certainly the tourism industry's message has been redwood trees for decades and decades, forever. However, there is a strong belief amongst these players that Humboldt has a worldwide brand recognition as being the source of some of the world's best cannabis, and that somehow should be or can be translated into a destination draw. And I don't deny that. I think amongst cannabis users, that is very true. Amongst the general public, however, it becomes problematic.
Two completely different markets, two completely different messages.
That's what the research we've been doing has starting leading us to believe, which is that a definite niche market for cannabis exists, but there is virtually no overlap between that and our regular current market.
So as you're getting inquiry or pressure, depending on how it might be interpreted from some of the electeds, when you made that statement earlier in the segment, my immediate thought was, gee, it's not converting into the numbers that the governmental entities were anticipating dropping into the general fund. We have to get some more money into the general fund. We have to do something, and they're looking for somebody who's a vendor to do the something. Is that fair, or is that just Papstein's interpretation?
That could be well, but the problem is that from the normal tourism or destination marketing equation, if you will, and I'll be the first to admit that you know our history of marketing has resulted in what our current market is. You know, because we sell the redwoods, we get people who are interested in redwoods.
Yeah, there's a self-fulfilling prophecy in that. Certainly.
Very much so. but the data that we've gotten from, say, State Tourism Office and some other folks in economic development is that with this particular market, unlike many others, it has a negative impact as well as a positive impact, which is it will attract people, but it will also repel people.
Yeah, there's a push away.
And you know, in the research that we did just this last week, we've gotten a huge number of comments. I mean, first of all, the topic is very much on people's minds because we got a huge response. But we got a lot of comments about I'm not going to bring my kids to a place where there's people smoking pot. That's just, you know, in a nutshell what it is.
Well, and it's contrarian to those three successes that you got about the redwoods.
That case could be made.
So you could be kneecapping yourself chasing that, and we'll chase that line of logic when we come back. It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt Visitors Bureau. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, and by Lolita Cheese. Tony, before the break, we were talking a little bit about a diluted message for our area if there's an attempt to, here's my fancy word for the day, bifurcate.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh, I could have said bipolar. I would have known that one better, but bifurcate the marketing that's going on. And there's certainly a segment of the local community that is very passionate about each. Okay. But I think did I use the baseball analogy off air?
Yes, that was awesome.
Okay. Then I'll use it now because you know where I'm going to go with it. It would be like the Giants making the World Series again this year, right? And with the Lonely Planet and those other successes you had. Okay, Giants are up 3-0, 3-0, at home. Bumgarner is up in rotation to seal the deal. And instead, there's a segment of the community fan base that thinks they ought to give the kid just up from double-A ball, give him the ball for game 4. Let's see what he can do. Wouldn't make an awful lot of sense. You guys are now up 3-0 with these big things. Why would you want to back off from what's going on? You got the preseason bookings going on. You'd indicated some of your research has said, yeah, if that's where that is, we're not going to go there. You could really kind of kneecap yourself, which, in addition to being painful, is yeah.
Sort of
kind of foolish, too.
Slows you down.
Yeah. So am I missing something here in this equation, or?
Well, this is some of the thought processes happening. And I got to begin answering that by pointing out that this is just Tony you're talking to. In fact, my board of directors is going to discuss this later this month. And I will, of course, be recommending staff policy to them, but it's going to be up to them to what to do. But to me, one of the obvious outcomes of the research we've done is that we're talking different markets. Now, that doesn't
exclusive markets.
Is well, they're pretty well demarcated. In that we have really built a position as a family attraction, a family destination.
Does Disneyland have a dispensary in it?
Not yet.
Okay.
but as I indicated earlier, there's no question that there is a niche market out there. Of course, we have niche markets for lots of things here, you know, craft beer and
Victoriana.
Victoria, yes.
Is another one. I mean, antiques.
Right.
Live theater. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why people come here.
The difference is when we attach those niche markets to our central proposition of visit the tallest trees in the world, those become just add-ons and they don't detract or turn away potential customers.
Niceties.
From the main the main thing. The research is saying that if we're talking to the same people that we're talking to now, then a cannabis would turn away those folks. So
they are mutually exclusive, or the segment that you're talking to now?
The segment we're talking to now, which is generally an older audience. So here's a couple takeaways that I'm pulling out of this. One, this is very much an age-related issue. When you talk to younger folks and basically millennials on down.
Is there a down from millennial?
Well, there's teenagers.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
To them, it's like, what's the big deal about? Of course, it's something that one, and I'm sure I'd like to see that.
So it's like going to a beer manufacturing facility, yeah, or the vineyards.
I don't know whether they would be attracted to come to our destination and overcome our gravity well to get here, just for that. But they might partake of it while they're
here.
But
if they're coming for the redwoods,
yes,
they wouldn't stay away if they happen to be exposed to a message about marijuana.
Correct.
Okay.
Whereas right now, you know, anyone say 45 and older, they would. So partly this is a matter of just waiting. This issue will go away, and we'll be asking ourselves in 10 years' time probably what all the fuss was about.
Wish I could remember who the demographer was, but there was a concept, and tattoos were the example that were done in the mid. It was a seminar I saw in the mid 90s. It was talking about the early adopters, and before them, you've got the bleeding edge, and then there's a group before that. Those are the folks that start it, but as soon as it starts just to mainstream a little bit, boom, they're on to the next thing because they don't want to be associated with whatever that thing is. And they're always way out there, and they revel in the avant-garde. That's their culture. It sounds like you're kind of dealing with that end rather than down where it's, you know, mainstream.
A lot of the comments we have from this survey were on the order of, been there, done that, not interested.
Yeah, and words to that effect,
yeah.
with an exclamation point or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, the interest for the electeds to do some, and some other market segments, to take some of the marketing momentum that you're getting from Redwoods and divert it into marijuana visitation, I guess, or marijuana
tourism. Yeah.
One of the challenges that I see, not only is it not bankable, so if it's successful, okay, now what are these guys, how do they keep the business model alive? You can't buy broadcasting. It's illegal for us to take those dollars, TV or radio. Okay, so let's say you want to do it. And there's certainly with what is going on this morning at Congress, there's going to be some changes with Facebook. And, you know, he's got his various body parts in the ringer. Okay, now what is the internet? You know, we start talking about content and advertising what's legal or not legal. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about child porn on the internet too. Okay, so if something isn't legal, now things federally, things start coming. What is left? You're going to buy a billboard or two?
Well,
I mean, you know, it seems like, okay, even if you got to that point, what is the message going to be so it doesn't distract from the other? And what are some of those channels of contact that are going to be possible? I don't know even if you could advertise through the mail because it's federally illegal.
Well, that's true. You know, something that occurred to me last week was if the county of Humboldt and city of Eureka are willing to take the risk, then we can do no less. But anyway, the way I think of it is this: I've said several times.
Well, it's legal for them.
That
because they're operating within the state.
Yeah. So yes, there is a market for it, and it's a niche market. It's possibly a very motivated one. So. It seems worth going after, at least until we've demonstrated that this whole thing would work or not.
And but if they're motivated, they're coming here already.
Arguably, yes.
You're talking about the next, you know, third or fourth level out that would be the people that would be interested in coming here because the others are already here.
But I believe the premise is that folks are working on actual, you know, experiences, whether they be, you know, farm tours or... don't know exactly what
fair enough
is going on,
yeah.
but that, you know, combined with the Humboldt County mystique, would be something that would actually draw people to want to come here. So I think let's just call it a separate but equal marketing program. And I'm being probably a little hypocritical, because whereas I don't think it's going to be smart to poison the well of our marketing program with a cannabis message, I certainly feel it would be a good idea to add our marketing message to the cannabis marketing.
So you might support the cannabis or the marijuana Chamber of Commerce and let them go forward with whatever it is.
And provide whatever kind of support we can, as well as being people who are the professionals in destination marketing.
Another group out.
It may be the shot in the arm that their program needs to be able to say to their customers, come and enjoy the world's best cannabis and the amazing redwoods of everything else we have to offer.
Interesting times, man. See everybody tomorrow.